I call this Wednesday, February 8th, 2023, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting in order. I'm Chairman Jeff Olson, and I'll be presiding over this meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Williams?
Here.
Perez?
Here.
Hyatt is absent. Millen is absent. Olson?
Here.
And Vineyard?
Here.
Thank you.
All right. May I have a motion, please, to approve the meeting minutes from Wednesday, December 14th, 2022, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Third.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Perez?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes. Minutes are approved. Are there any citizens' comments tonight from the public regarding anything not on tonight's agenda?
Bless you.
Seeing as there are none, we're going to move on to the next item, which is the public hearing. There are two public hearings scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before this commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak may be for or may be against the request, or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, and state your name and who you represent, if anyone at all. You're also asked to sign in, which I think everyone did. If you plan to speak tonight during the public hearing as a petitioner or as a member of the public, please stand now, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. I.
I.
State your name.
Tom Ryan.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That the testimony I will present.
The testimony I will present.
At this hearing.
At this hearing.
Is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank you. All right. The way we do this is, on the public hearing, we have the petitioners do their presentation, and then we have those who wish to speak in favor of the request go first, and then we have those who wish to speak in opposition of the request go second. So to get that started, may I have a motion, please, then to open the public hearing on PCC 2022-24 New Leaf Energy Rezoning Reclassification and Special Use Request, and PCC 2022-25 Rezoning Classification on Spring Street.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on that motion, please, ma'am.
Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. The public hearing up for tonight is, or at least the first one, is PCC 2022-24, New Leaf Energy Incorporated, doing business as Beecher Solar One LLC petitioner on behalf of Robert M. and, can you help me with that first name? Idolfonza?
Edelfonza.
One more time for me?
Edelfonza.
Edelfonza. Thank you. Loftus owners have filed applications to the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting rezoning classification and special use authorization. The real property is generally located north and south of Burlington, Northern Santa Fe Railroad Line, east of Beecher Road. The petitioners are requesting rezoning approval from R1 Single Family Suburban Residential District to A1 Agriculture. This is contingent on approval of annexation by the City Council. The petitioner is requesting special use permit approval pursuant to section 10-6-0 of the Yorkville City Code for a solar farm. All right. We also have PZC 2022-25, Giovanna Schmieder. Petitioner has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting rezoning classification of approximately 0.4-acre parcel located at the 105 East Spring Street in Yorkville, Illinois. The real property is located at the northeast corner of Route 47 and Spring Street intersection. The petitioner is seeking to rezone the parcel from R2 Single Family Traditional Residence District to B2 Retail Commerce Business District. All right. Is the petitioner for PZC 2022-24 New Leaf Energy present and prepared to make a presentation of their proposed request?
Yes.
By all means. We usually have a
podium.
Yeah, you can go use that. It's high.
Is there a clicker up there?
Yeah, I can advance it for you. So she sent me a PDF. Give me 1 second to pull it up.
What was your name, sir?
My name is Tom Ryan.
Tom Ryan.
New Leaf Energy.
All right.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks for coming. Thank you for having us. So my name is Tom Ryan. I am the local employed for New Leaf Energy. I am a product developer for the state of Illinois. And why we're here tonight is to inquire about receiving a special use permit and also rezoning. We're one meeting ahead of the City Council. We're supposed to have a do an annexation of the property prior, so this is a little bit out of order. So we're looking to rezone into a special use permit on this meeting today. So we go ahead. So tonight with me, I have Jordan Newell, who is our external counsel, and on the line, we have two of our civil engineers, Dean Smith and Connor Blow. So I'll be happy to answer any questions, whether anything comes up that I can, whether in legal or civil terms, they'll be happy to step in. Just give you a little history of New Leaf Energy. It is a pretty new name. We're not a new company. The name began around July, but you might have heard of Borrego Solar. Borrego Solar has been around for about 40 years. It started about 40 years ago in California. And we progressed and moved our office over to Massachusetts, Lowell, Massachusetts, where we moved our main headquarters. And then from there, we spread and have another headquarters in Albany, New York, and now here in Chicago. Well, here in Illinois and Chicago. And that's where I'm based out. So we're not new to Illinois. We came back here in around 2017, 2018, when the first FEJA passed, as you know, and then unfortunately ran out of capacity on a lot of projects. So we had some projects started, so we're not new to Illinois. But then we came back when CEJA, Climate and Equitable Jobs Act, passed. So as you know, you're probably hearing a lot more solar projects be proposed. But we're not new to Illinois. We've been around for a bit. We're about 40 projects statewide. And just give a little heads up about some confusion I feel like is happening. Some people get a little intimidated by the idea of solar because there's two different kinds of solar. There's utility scale, which you can see from that picture, and by the size, it's greater than 500 acres often. So that's a huge utility scale solar farm. What we're doing here, what we're looking to get a permit for, is a community solar site, which is just about 25 to 35 acres. In this case, actually, we're only looking at 19 acres, so it can be done on even a smaller amount of land. So this is the project site that we're looking at. It's right down the street here on Beecher Road. It's owned by Bob and Ildefonso Loftus. It is a parcel of land that is actually in Kendall County. It is not yet in the United City of Yorkville, which we're looking to do. So what will be about, it's three parcels of land, pretty small, only amounting to 48 acres. And we're only looking to use 19 acres of that, which is going to be enough to make 5 megawatts of power, which is a pretty large amount for that small state, small size. We're using fixed tilt system, which means it's not actually got, so there's tracking systems that move. This is going to be a fixed tilt, so it's going to be stationary in one position the whole time. And the access to this site is coming right off of Beecher Road there, so we're not doing any kind of side routes. Luckily, the proper wiring is right there. We call it three-phase wiring, going right down Beecher Road, leading right to, you see there's a Comet substation up north there. So the reason why we picked this is because it's the perfect land, it's the perfect location as far as substations and the wiring. Which you think you can make a solar farm anywhere, but obviously it's like a needle in the haystack. You have to have these criteria to fall into, and luckily Bob and Ildefonso's land fell right into those criteria. So this gives you a little idea of what the layout looks like of a solar farm if you're familiar with it. So the panels come with what's called arrays, and they're lined up like that, going from, in this case, it's going to south, they're facing east and west. And what we do is we hook up to the ComEd lines right on the Beecher Road there. It's called the point of interconnection. So once we hook up there, everything else, all the wiring throughout the solar farm, as we'll call it, is underground to all those different arrays. So there's not all poles or wires up above the solar farm, it's just the solar panels themselves, and the wiring is all put below ground. And what we'll do is we'll just have a, right on the north side there, you can see is a gravel road that comes off the feature to lead into the site. And the site will be surrounded completely by a 7-foot-high fence just to prevent any accidents from happening or any intruders, whether it's nature or legal. And we are observing the proper setbacks from the Beecher Road, they're 100 feet back, and then from north to south, both 50 feet. And the rear there, we didn't really have to, it's the second parcel there is actually Bob's as well, so we didn't have to really worry about setbacks. We're still in a little ways from Roy Creek. Rob Road Creek. And so this one's kind of a step ahead for, like I said, we're one meeting ahead of time. So we're looking to annex the land because we looked at it and I felt like this would be a good way to unify the United City of Yorkville because it seemed kind of funny that we have land on the west there that is the United United City of Yorkville and on the east, but then you have this little land bridge that is not. So what we're going to be looking to do is to annex this to the city. And if you go to the next one. The issue we have, one of the requests I have tonight is to rezone, because what happens, it's in the ordinance that if you do annex any land to the United City of Yorkville, it has to become an R1 zoned territory. So unfortunately, according to the ordinance, well, you cannot have a special use, in this case, a solar farm on an R1. So we're looking to rezone the newly annexed property contingent to the meeting of next week to an A1 zone property, so we can put a special use permit to put the solar farm on there. And just to give you some ideas of the benefits of a solar farm, this is just for a solar farm is only for an interim amount of time. We're not taking over the land for good. I like to call it a preservation. So some people say, oh, you're taking away the farmland. What I say is we're using it actually as a way to preserve it. So what we do is we have a lease with Bob and Ildefonso for right now it's 20 years with the offer to extend it. So it's only there temporarily. What it does is actually kind of it preserves the land for that amount of time and makes it so it doesn't become something like a box store. It provides benefit to the taxes, so then you increase taxes by a lot to the city of Yorkville, but it does not affect the infrastructure. So unlike adding some kind of other economic business, such as a box store, we're not going to have a lot of traffic. Because once we put the panels in place, we don't have people coming and going from the site every day. They only come a couple times a year just to maintain the property and to check on the solar panels and the system itself. Another benefit of that is what we do, we don't just put grass down the site or cement or anything negative in that sense. We put what's called pollinators. So we do research on what the local plants are, and we put that underneath the solar panels and any of the surrounding land that we affect. And what that does is it actually prevents erosion and helps the soil out. So for the 20 to 40 years that it's there, it's actually going to improve the quality of the soil by bringing nutrients that it might be lacking and preventing erosion and all that with the root system. And some other benefits of the solar farm is that it will provide some jobs during the construction. We get 30 to 40 construction jobs. And then long-term, 2 to 4 long-term jobs, people checking on the site and maintaining. And I kind of went with some of that other stuff there about the pollinators. We don't use any pesticides or fertilizers, so we definitely try to stay organic and don't do any negative pollution on the property. I didn't mention on the last slides either, we don't use any, the only cement we use is a kind of a base for the invert. The invert is right there in the center, you can see in that picture. We just use cement for the base of that. Besides that, we don't, unlike a lot of other solar companies or other businesses, we don't use cement. We just put the racking system directly into the ground with basically the pylons. So there's no cement, so removal of the system is very easy as well. And that's the run through. Anybody has any questions?
Is there anyone who wishes to speak in favor of the request? Is there anyone who wishes to speak in opposition to the request? Seeing as there are none, we'll hold off on questions until the next round. Thank you.
Can we ask the petitioner if they want to add their responses and their presentation to the public record?
I would suggest so.
Yes,
thank you. All right. Do you guys have any questions right now for the petitioner? Okay. Is the petitioner for PZC 2022-25 105 East Spring Street present and prepared to make the presentation of their proposed request?
Yes.
That's okay.
He needs to respond.
Oh, he doesn't. All right, my friend. State your name, please.
Aaron Vanagas.
One more time.
Aaron Vanagas. Vanagas.
I think you've done that before, haven't
yes.
you? All right, do you solemnly swear? You have to repeat after me, actually.
I
state
Aaron
your name.
Vanagas.
Thank you. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That the testimony I will present at this hearing.
That the testimony I will present.
Is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
It's the whole truth, or at least the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir. All right. Okay. By all means, go ahead.
So I'm Aaron Benavides. I'm an attorney representing Giovanna Schneider. She owns 105 East Spring Street off of 47 and Spring in downtown Yorkville. She is looking to rezone it from a standard residential to a business unit. She's looking to turn it into a standard real estate office. They're not expanding parking there. They would pave the parking lot, as discussed yesterday at the committee hearing. Pave the parking lot just to add it so parking can be done there. But it's not going to be an in-and-out office. There's not going to be a lot of clients coming into the office. It's mainly for her to have her own location for Keller Williams in Oswego, or in Yorkville, sorry. Which would eventually expand to larger presence with Keller Williams in downtown Yorkville. They're looking to rezone this just for that purpose and rent it out as a couple of their office spaces to a local lender as well. But it is going to be a simple real estate office right in downtown. We did the discussion yesterday, and that's basically where we're at right now.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone present who wishes to speak in favor of the request? Is there anyone present who wishes to speak in opposition to the request? All right. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Since all public testimony regarding these petitions has been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony and this public portion of the public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please, ma'am.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
And Juarez?
Yes.
All right. Public hearing portion of tonight's meeting is closed, which moves us on to new business. Christy, do you have anything you want to say with PCC 2022-24 New Leaf Energy?
Sure. So the petitioner gave you a good overview of the project itself, the solar. As you mentioned, they are having a public hearing next week for the annexation portion, which is contingent upon approval of the rezone and special use. So the rezone, there's no real issues there. The special use staff did have several recommendations as conditions for their special use, and I'll go through those briefly. The petitioner has agreed to provide a photometric plan that will be needed as part of the final engineering plans just to make sure that light does not seep off into adjacent properties. They did provide a glare study, so if anyone wanted to see the results of that, that's in the packet as well. Staff is satisfied with that. They mentioned that they would have a 7-foot chain link fence. Staff is requesting that the frontage along Beecher Road would have slats installed so that solar panels aren't visible from the roadway, or is not obvious from the roadway. They may still be a little bit visible. The city also requests a Knox box with keys provided to the City Building Department and Bristol Kendall Fire District so that if there's ever an issue on site, you'll be able to gain access to the site. The petitioner is required to make improvements to Beecher Road per our subdivision control ordinance. They have declined to make the improvements to the road, so in lieu of making the improvements, staff is recommending that the petitioner pay a proportionate amount of the construction cost based on a city engineer's approved probable cost of estimate, and then we would escrow those funds until such time as needed to improve Beecher Road. The petitioner has agreed to that. The petitioner will submit a full landscape plan as part of the final engineering submittal to be reviewed by staff. We don't anticipate any issues with that. And the petitioner will be required to provide us with a security guarantee for decommissioning of the site, should it ever need to be decommissioned, and the city has to take on that responsibility. The amount that the city engineer has approved is $283,078.11. And we requested that a 3% annual inflation rate be applied, and they have agreed to that as well. And finally, we're just requesting a blanket easement over the property so that at such time we need to decommission or if there's issues on the site, the city has the right to enter the property. The petitioner has not expressed any concern with any of those requests. And with those requests being a part of the special use, we recommend approval of all special use and rezoning.
All right. Does anyone have any questions for Christy or the petitioner?
I do. Comes back from Kettle County. I did more work after that one. So
with the comprehensive plan, there's no issue because this was designated for like metro and everything. So
right.
We're just like.
So the comprehensive plan envisioned the site either a metro station
sure.
at two sites
yep.
indicated as a metro or as a holding pattern
okay.
agriculture. So we are comfortable with the change in land use. As you mentioned, that the use would be an interim use
sure.
so that if future development ever came,
would
undergo an updated comprehensive plan
okay.
that the site would be available for that.
So I'm assuming that because there's the next one is a fencing, so I'm glad we got the slats. I'm assuming that we're not making them do a full, like we did over there?
No.
Initially?
If that is the recommendation of the Planning Council, the Planning Commission?
The only reason I'm asking is between 20 and 40 years, that is a perfect area for both subdivisions, north and south, to expand. And I just want to make sure that those citizens, that if it does expand up to that, whether it's Whispering Meadows or Caledonia or Ryan, whatever, back there.
I thought the same thing too, but the land to the west of Whispering Meadows is the school district.
Sure.
So the only thing they could have there would be a school. And if they have landscaping on that site, I think.
I just want to make sure that in the future, if
yeah.
it's going to be developed in residential,
the
that they would be at least open to maybe, you know, putting a more solid barrier fence through there.
So staff did find that the distance from the residential property, especially Whispering Meadows, is about 22,000
yeah.
feet,
okay.
linear feet. So we didn't feel there was a need to screen, but at any time there are complaints.
Just looking for the distance. Gravel driveway, is that just like an access? For them,
yeah, it's
or?
An access road. They will not be parking on that site.
Okay.
It will only be a couple times a year.
It's the transformers at the center of the, you know, right?
I'm just trying to figure it out because I know now that it's within the city, I don't mm-hmm. didn't think we could do the gravel, but that makes sense then.
So staff debated about that, but we did come to the conclusion that it's not going to be used. It is going to be compacted
yeah.
two different layers, so
okay.
we're all comfortable with it.
So you don't want like a blacktop apron?
No.
And then my last one is with Rob Roy Creek there and my hazardous materials background, possible water contamination or soil contamination with some of the elements that they use within the solar. Will the citizens of Yorkville be on the hook if there's any?
Any leaching?
Yep.
Area?
I know that it's like so minimal, but some of them
what?
Well, we'll just say something, heaven forbid, massive hailstorm, tornado, something comes through and some of those metals become.
We talked about that when we had there.
Do you want to do this stuff?
I mean, honestly, there's nothing really. It's aluminum and silicon, so
okay.
There's really nothing that would leach off of that.
Leach off that.
And by having like the pollinators in and around it, and our civil engineers look for the waterways in which way the erosion will fall. So I'm sure that if there was any kind of erosion, it would lead right to Rob
okay.
Rob Roy Creek. I'm sure there are fixes, so there's not like a direct channel or anything. So I can't pick. I can't picture anything.
Minuscule
yeah.
percent, but I had to
yeah.
ask.
No, sure.
Okay.
I can answer it. I can't picture anything
okay.
like that happening.
That's all I got.
Anybody else have anything? Just for you, were all staff recommendations that you just mentioned included in the memo dated February 1st?
Yes, they
okay.
are enumerated 1-7.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure for when we read that. Thank you.
All right, anybody else?
I had a question about an insulation clause. Sorry, say it's on the lease contract. Something to have to do with the solar arrays so they're not blocked from other properties.
It was part of the leasing agreement,
mm-hmm.
and it was about blocking?
It's insulation.
Insulation?
I can tell you what page it is. Page 8 of the optional lease.
What's
it page 222.
Insulation was when you're blocking the sun.
Right.
So insulation would be if there were trees. We don't have any insulation issues with.
It wouldn't be homes, would it?
Would it be homes?
Yeah, you're far enough back with your setbacks that wouldn't.
Well, If there were a house right next to it, it would be an insulation problem, but we don't, there's no, there's the closest house.
Just as you should maintain this or get a solar insulation, isolation, or insulation easement that you might need in the future?
Yeah, we're definitely a setback, the necessary amount of feet from any residence, and we would be the ones more concerned about being set back from the trees, but luckily, we just because of the 50-foot setback from the property line, there's only a few trees, we're fine with that as well.
Okay. That was it for me.
Okay. No planes or high rises.
Just
across the street,
so
we're good.
You guys don't plan on expanding at any point to the south side of the railroad, do you?
Well, they do have that parcel there, but
I was curious. Yeah.
No, that's never part of the plan. We just kind of are going. So originally, we were just going to go with that one parcel that's north of the railroad tracks. But then we had to go a little bit to the east, which that one goes on both sides of the railroad tracks. And then we figured it would be best to annex these properties, so why would we just do these two? So we're not even going to touch almost two of the three parcels, but we figured as far as annexation, it made more sense just to kind of take that little block.
If the leasees, if they wanted after 20 years is up, how big of a hassle is that to get them out of the city if they wanted to?
Get them out of the city, though.
The property.
No, yeah. It's a very hard process, so.
I'm just looking out for them to just.
Once we're in, we never want to get rid of you.
Sure.
I mean, that's part of the agreement.
Okay.
You know,
you're in.
Beautiful.
All right. Okay. Thanks, guys. If you have a motion, then please to approve the petition PZC 2022-24 New Leaf Energy rezoning classification request specifically. We can't vote on both at the same time, I'm sure.
No, two separate ones.
Just the rezoning classification request then.
So moved. Second.
Chairman, I forgot to mention, I don't know if I mentioned Tom.
This is the property owner.
No, oh. You. Robert Loftus.
I don't
know. And everything looks fine. A couple of years ago, when they were putting in the, when Don Hammond was putting in the industrial park on El Main, he had inquired to me that they have interest. Maybe someday of running a storm sewer down the side of the railroad. I don't think it's gonna affect the solar farm, but I just wanted to briefly mention that if we ever need to, it's not gonna affect you. Not that he had, and now his sons probably, they may want to run a storm sewer down the south side of this property. So I'm just bringing that up to inform the bank commission that, and I don't even know if I mentioned it. I was looking through my file, and he, before he died, he asked about that.
They'd be withheld their standard.
That's for a separate property.
Okay.
Okay. May I have a motion? May I have a motion, please, to approve petition PZC 2022-24 New Leaf Energy rezoning classification.
So moved. Second.
Can you please read the motion?
Yep. In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on February 8th, 2023, and discussion of the finding of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council a request for rezoning from R1 Single Family Residential to A1 Agricultural District for the purpose of constructing a freestanding solar energy system or solar farm, contingent upon approval of annexation by the City Council for a property generally located north and south of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad line, east of Beecher Road.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Juarez?
Yes.
And Olson?
Yes. Motion is approved. May I then have a second motion to approve petition PZC 2022-24 New Leaf Energy special use request with those added on the end, please.
So moved.
Second. Would you mind reading it, please?
Okay. In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on February 8th, 2023, and discussion of the finding of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council a request for special use authorization to construct a freestanding solar energy system or solar farm, contingent upon approval of annexation by the City Council or a property generally located north and south of the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad line east of Beecher Road, and subject to staff recommendations in a memo dated February 1st, 2023.
All right. Roll call vote on that motion, please.
Williams?
Yes.
Jaurez?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
And Vineyard?
Yes.
That motion is also approved. Christy, can you please present on PZC 2022-25105 East Spring Street?
Sure. As the petitioner mentioned, the property owner is seeking rezoning for approval of a less than a half acre of parcel that fronts on Bridge Street and East Spring Street. The use will be for an office use, for a real estate office, and the main use will be in the existing home, and the detached garage will be used for storage. The petitioner has mentioned that they will install a surface top on the existing long driveway, which will be used for also parking as well as access. The development that they're requesting, the rezoning that they're requesting, is consistent with trends that we found along 47, the existing homes being used for commercial land uses. Although we did envision this property staying as residential, it is turning commercial, but the aesthetics of it will still remain a residential style home, so that the visual impact to the fabric of the community is not really changing, just the utilitarian use of the property. So staff is supportive of the request, and I failed to mention to have this petitioner's responses entered into the record, but I'm sure that they want to have their responses entered into the public record.
5 years in this.
I know, we already.
It's been a long time. We should have had that right now. Does anyone have any questions for Christy?
The only thing I want to know is, say the real estate place leaves, what happens in the future as far as...
What would you say? I'm sorry.
But if the use leaves,
yeah,
they leave?
If the use changes.
We could always rezone it back to residential. But
so it will stay commercial because they've entitled it once it's rezoned, so another commercial land use could move in there, or they can also rezone it if they find that residential would be better use.
Well, I know as an office it would be okay because to get in the parking, it's pretty close to the light, right?
Yeah, it's at the intersection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My concern is, you know, getting in and out, but it's not a high traffic business. But in the future, we don't know what it could be. You know, if they rezone, it could be torn down and become something else.
Correct. And if they do have a new use or a new user that would have a new development type, staff would review it and make sure that all ingress and egress is appropriate.
Okay. Anybody else?
Good.
All I was going to ask is, do they plan on doing any advertisement out front? And then that would be covered by the new B2 zoning, correct?
Correct. Monument signs or wall signs.
Parking.
Yeah.
So I know they're going to pay you a driveway. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be consistent with the business model for it? It is B2 then. Are they going to be withheld to a certain amount of parking spaces per
correct.
Lot?
Correct. And it's based off square
foot. Square foot, right.
Yeah. So I think... how many square foot is the residential style? I think we looked at it, and parking would be
there is a plan
about
to,
three stalls.
There's a plan to be compliant, though,
mm-hmm.
with that. Okay,
yes,
that's all.
Correct.
Yeah, fine. Works for me.
All right, may I have a motion, please, then, to approve PZC 2022-25105 East Spring Street rezoning classification request, please.
So moved.
Second.
Would you please read the motion?
In consideration of testimony presented during the public hearing on February 8th, 2023, and approval of the finding of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council of a request for a map amendment to rezone the property located at 105 East Spring Street from R2 Single Family Traditional Residence to B2 Retail Commerce Business District.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Jaurez?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes.
All right, motion's approved. Christy, would you please update us on that couple items, or we have additional business?
Sure. There is a presentation on year review on the city's website. There's so many things I'm not going to go through it all, but Jason did a really nice job. It's a story map, so it talks about all the development that has happened in the city over the last year. You can see permits issued. And then he linked to a lot of the developer's web pages. So it looks really nice. We're very proud of it.
Fancy.
If you want information on construction value or new developments and projects and businesses, go to the website. It's really good. It talks about what we've done here over the last decade or so. And information on our life cycle living, which is our senior project, is on there as well. And the UDL, which I'm a member of. So.
And Jason also had the baby.
Yes, that's right.
His wife.
His wife, Emily, had a son on February 6th. His name is Connor Gary. And they just got home today. So.
Nice.
Yeah. He'll be first baby?
First.
First.
Oh, God bless him.
First of the boy.
You also had an update on city council?
Yeah, the final plat for the Bowman subdivision was approved by the city.
Okay. All right.
So, is there nothing else on the agenda? May I have a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
All those opposed? We're over at 7:36.